Blog Talk Radio.
Go forth in
awake to a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás obrando. Siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás, siempre estás obrando.
Amen, amen. That is who He is. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Well, praise God. Shalom. Welcome all to the Lord's Hour. All that are in the chat room and by Skype and by phone and by Facebook and whichever way God has made a way. Welcome, welcome. Praise God. We can come together. This will be a special night, brothers and sisters. that we will hear a word of revelation from the Father. Our Father God, speaking about his Son, as he calls him his glorious Son, our glorious Savior. It's very humbling when the Father speaks, and when I was trying to get the message together, nothing was coming about. But right when I get ready and believe of something that was supposed to be a message, the Father shows up. Our Father shows up and brings forth a message. A message of result and proof that we are truly born-again believers, that we're truly his children. And then he shows and he tells it clear. There's only one way, and that is through his glorious Son. And what kind of relationship do you have with him? It's very important. Amen? The other important thing is amazing what's happening as we watch. The Lord said, watch the nation of Israel, my prophetic clock, and it's coming together very quickly as we have almost a total government change, a total different direction. And the ones that are rising up now, they'll be more likely to receive the false Messiah, or we know that will be the Antichrist. And it happened very quickly in almost very unusual circumstances. Everything you have, the country going through what they face with Hamas, and they have a great victory. And how does the leader or the prime minister get rewarded? We're going to boot you out. I heard a word today I heard a word from one of the our brothers in Christ, Amir Safadi, was talking that is really good, just like what happened in our nation, that their hate for a person is greater than the love for their country and to be a representative for the people. But they have a hate for a person, and the enemy's using that. He did it here in the U.S. Now it's happening in Israel. Well, Brother Amir, he's been in Israel, and he is Israeli in that nation. And he says when this has happened, then Israel will not be a democracy, just like our country has gone away too. All of it's lining up, brothers and sisters. All of it's lining up for the Antichrist government and for the time that is called Jacob's trouble and time called the tribulation for a nation that rejects Christ. A world that rejects Christ. Shalom, Sis Jeanette. Welcome tonight, sis. Praise God. Welcome, sister. We welcome everybody else. But that is truth. That is tremendously prophetic, what's going on, how God is raising leaders and bringing others down. When you start seeing how this coalition came together, you're going, how did this happen? Just like what happened here in the U.S. Because God is in control. And he has his word, and prophetic things are going to happen. And he's going to pretty well say that, I don't see how this happened, because God allowed it. There's a purpose for each leader, and that God has them in his hand like water running through the hands, it says in Proverbs. And everything has to line up. But we, as believers, as sons and daughters of God, we should rejoice, because our going home is so soon. Because the false Messiah, the Antichrist, tribulation can't happen until we're out of here. Or as it says, the restrainer is removed. Well, where does the restrainer stay? He's in our hearts. He's in our spirit. And where he goes, we go. Praise God. That will be flying away as Jesus calls us home. Glory to God. It'll probably be rumble and thunder to the people. But we'll see the Lord. We'll see our Savior, our glorious one. We'll hear his voice because we're connected. Lifeline, his life in us, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. As it's starting to, you know, come together and be shown more and more, very clear. And no, it's God's perfect way in time. And don't get caught up watching, you know, dates and listen to people saying it's going to be this day and it's going to be that day. And there's always people that think they know more than God. But we are to focus on Jesus. And we are to hear what the Father's saying to us tonight. And follow the path of the Lord and how we do it. As men and women, filled with the Holy Spirit, anointed of the Lord, our lives are changed. We'll never be the same. Praise God for that. And that we grow and mature and that we'll serve the Lord until he comes. Amir Safadi was talking today about the appointed time, a message about appointed time, and he showed that the things that happen in Christ's life and the things of Christ's life and the things that happened with the prophet, there was appointed times. There was God's due time. This was my time. Different things that pointed to appointed time. And God has a schedule, and it will happen perfectly. So the best thing is say it's going to be by his way, and his time's perfect, so that we are to trust him and believe in God has it all in control. And when the Lord is ready to take us, he will. And you'll be encouraged by the words of the Father tonight in the revelation. He even brings a point of many who listen to this message will be alive. Hallelujah. Isaiah 14:27, for the Lord of hosts has decided and planned. And who can annul it? No one. No being, no one. His hand is stretched out. And who can turn it back? No one. He's God Almighty. He's in total control. Everything and everybody answers to him one way or another. Praise his name forever. Well, glory to God. I hope you have had a good week. We've been blessed this week. Sister Brenda went to the doctor today, and he has released her to go back to work. Praise God. The Lord has touched and healed his daughter. And my wife, Sis Brenda, thank you for your prayers. Praise God. And that, like I said, Wednesday was really very overwhelming. And like I said, I'm just a humble servant. The Lord is the one who, you know, decides who he speaks through or what message he wants for his children to hear. And that we bring it forth. And the people, you have to do whatever God is telling you to do with the message. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. We'll start out tonight and thank the Lord. And we'll be focused a lot on Almighty God, our Father, tonight, praise and worship as God leads. But let's pray and get this started tonight. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is mighty. The presence of the Lord is mighty here tonight. Glory to his name. Father, we thank you and honor you. We come humbly before you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for who he is in our lives. We thank you, Father, for your love for us. We thank you that you're with us through all things. Excuse me. We thank you for loving us, Lord. We thank you that you're here with us. We're grateful, Lord, that we're connected. We have a relationship by our faith in your Son, Jesus, and by the mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you for who you've made us, Lord, and where you have brought us from, praise God, that we never forget. Through your life and blood, our sins have been washed away We have been set free from the enemy, Satan. Praise God that we have been saved, delivered, and healed because of you, Lord Jesus. Mighty one and glorious one, that you're able. You're greater than sin. That you're greater than death. You're greater than the fallen one and all the cold hearts of hell. Lord of God, you're greater than sickness. You're greater than addiction. You're greater than any kind of silly virus or any plan of the enemy. We praise and honor you, Lord. We're grateful that you're watching over and protecting us. That, Lord, that you provide for us. Lord, that you sustain us and you keep us standing as we are filled with your spirit. And, Lord, that you're with us wherever we go. If we're on the mountaintop or in the valley, you are there. We're very grateful, Lord. We pray now that we will be led by the Holy Spirit. Pray for the anointing that breaks the yoke. We pray to watch over us and protect us and guide us as we study your word and share the message and share the revelation from you, Father, humble before you. We rejoice that you come and you inhabit the praise of your people. That you rejoice with us, O Lord, glorious and mighty one, for you are worthy, worthy of all praise and glory. No one else but you, Father, you, Lord Jesus, and you, mighty Holy Spirit, all part of the Godhead. We're very grateful. We thank you for your protection. Thank you for the power and the authority of your name over our lives and over the Lord's hour, over the connections, over the computers and phones, Lord. We thank you for the power of your shed blood that broke the power of sin and hell, praise God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you this night. We thank you that you're with us. We give you all the glory and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. I mean, it's been amazing as I was trying to finish up putting this together and how God brought it together, even by the verse for this first song, is right, the verse of the day at Bible Gateway. First Chronicles 29:11. Oh, we know that great one of Jeremiah 29:11, but listen to this. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heaven and on the earth, yours is the dominion and the kingdom, O Lord. And you exalt yourself as head over all. Glory to God. First praise song tonight is, nobody like you, Lord. There is nobody like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Focus and worship him. For there is nobody like our God. Hallelujah. Lord of all, I bow down at your feet. All to you, Lord, I give all of me. Yes, Lord. My soul longs to behold who you are. Hallelujah. The veil is torn.
is the Lord of glory. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Worthy, you alone are worthy. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Yes, glorious one. Lord of all, I bow down at your feet. All to you, Lord, I give all of me. My soul longs to behold who you are. Hell is torn, yes, top to bottom. Holy is the Lord of glory. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Worthy, you alone are worthy. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Hallelujah! No one like you, Lord. Glory to God! We can come into the very throne room. By the life and blood of your Son, Jesus, you have made a way. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name forever. Hallelujah. Glory. For you are worthy. For you are worthy. Hallelujah.
And with our voices aloud, we come to sing it out. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. And with our voices aloud, we come to sing it out. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. And with our voices aloud, we come to sing it out. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. And with our voices aloud, we come to sing it out. Nobody like you. Nobody like you.
Amen. Glory.
Holy is the Lord of glory. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Worthy, you alone are worthy. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Holy is the Lord of glory. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Worthy, you alone are worthy. We lift our voice and sing to you, our King. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Receive from the Lord. Hallelujah.
And the glory of the Lord is filling this place.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And the glory of the Lord is filling this place.
Fill us, Lord. the glory of the Lord is filling this place. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is filling this place. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The glory of the Lord is filling this place. Yes. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is filling this place. Yes! And the glory of the Lord is filling this place. Fill us, Lord! Hallelujah! And the glory of the Lord is filling this place. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. He's filling this place. Thank him. Praise him. Jeremiah 33:11 says, hear the word of the Lord. Sound of the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the song-filled voice for those who say, give praise and thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his steadfast loving kindness and mercy endures forever. Praise the name of the Lord and his word. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Feel the presence of the Lord in your life. Praise God. The living water of the mighty Holy Spirit renewing you, refreshing you for such a time as this, as we're in the final stretch of this race, this path we've been on. And we have not been alone. The Lord has been with us through it all. And he will bring us home. Praise his name. Isaiah 43:10 says, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. Before me there is no God formed, and there will be none after me. Oh, glory to his name. Thank you, Father. We humble ourselves and understand that you are God and our Creator and our Heavenly Father and our Savior and Deliverer and Healer. We need you, oh Lord. We're very grateful for who you are in our lives. We humble ourselves that we would serve you well. Help us, Lord. Praise you for your word as it comes forth in the presence of the Lord and the revelation of Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. As he's speaking, praise God, through his word, mighty Holy Spirit moving in our hearts and lives. Father, that we pray for our loved ones, for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all our family and friends. I pray, mighty Holy Spirit, that you go forth, that you will tell them of the truth that the Father wants them to know, that Jesus is their only hope and Jesus is the only way. And that Jesus Christ is the truth. And he is the one who gives life. I pray you let it ring in their ears, Lord. Let it be in their dreams. That they see you, Lord Jesus. That you see your face and the love in your eyes. That they see you, Lord Jesus, as you were and what you did for us at the cross and at the grave. Bring it alive to them, Lord, and others in this urgent time. Desperately, we all need you, Lord Jesus, because we're nothing without you, Lord. And there is no life without you, Lord. Not eternal life, not the true life, which is eternal. Oh, praise your name, Lord. What you're bringing forth and what you're saying, glory to your name. We thank you for this night, Father. We thank you for ministering to us and our families and children and friends and others, many that are hurting, Lord, many that are scared and lonely and fearful as they see the world falling apart. All the things they used to depend on are not dependable anymore. Only you, Lord, for you're eternal and you never fail. We're very grateful. I pray they see there is no hope without you, Lord Jesus. There is no way without you, Lord Jesus. Religion will fail you. Governments will fail you. Men and women will fail you. But not the Lord. He is always with us. And he'll never leave us or forsake us. And we need him so much. And so do others. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for them. As we are in the times and seasons of your return, and as the words come forth, what you're saying to us, show it very clear. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you for this night again, Lord. And that we would be still and see what else you have for us tonight. Hallelujah. Our lives will be changed. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Even from eternity, I am he. And there is no one who can rescue from my hand. I act. And who can revoke or reverse it? No one. He is God. Thank God we're his children. You don't want to be against him. You don't want to ignore him. You don't want to reject him. God of mercy. You don't want to be in the place of the following Satan, because that's where you're at without Christ. He's the only one that can set you free. That's what he's sent here to do, to save us, redeem us, and pay the ransom and free us with his own precious blood. And if you reject what God's Son's done for you, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. All right, well, praise God. All right, sis, you want to come and continue this worship and praise as the Lord is leading, as the Holy Spirit is moving among us. Praise the name of the Lord in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Victory in the shed blood of Christ for us over sin and damnation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, sis. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Spirit is moving tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, how you doing, sis?
I'm strengthening
Amen.
The Lord of the day. Though,
Amen.
Though I still, you know, cry
yeah.
and still remember my My little baby.
Yes.
He's my strength. He's our strength.
Yes. We understand, sis, and that the Lord has us praying for you for sure and your family and what you're going through and you're facing. And that, of course, you're not facing alone. He's got his arms wrapped around you in this time. Comfort your daughter, Lord. Comfort your daughter, Sis Jeanette. Comfort her and her daughter, Kim, and their family. And show that Aubrey Faith is right there with you.
Yes.
And that we will be there soon, too. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise you. Amen, sis.
Amen. Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Good of creation. Oh. Just a minute. The true creation had to start for the beginning of time. There's no point of reference. You spoke to the dark, lost out the wonder of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets born, the stars were made to worship, so alive. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Your burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. So will I. God of your promise, you don't speak in vain, a syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, oh nature and science, follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath. Evolving in pursuit of what you said. It all reveals your nature, so alive. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I. So will I. Mm-hmm. stars were made to worship so light. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans throw their greatness, so will I. If everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind warms where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sound of our praise is still so shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion songs. Changed up my heart through all of my failures and pride. Don't I hear you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die? And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. For you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so alive. I can see your heart in everything you've done. Your heart designed in words of war, cold love. You gladly still surrender, so will I. I can see your heart in billion different ways. Every precious one, a child you died to save. You gave your life to love and so will I. If you would, you could, 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never lives, the one behind. Thank you. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Where we are longing for our King, we sing. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice. All will in you. Your name for us, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, like a bride waiting for a throne, will be a church ready for you. Where we are longing for our King, we sing. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait for your coming soon. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait for your coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Where we are longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church, will be ready for you. Where we are longing for a King, we sing. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, saints. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Such a presence of the Lord here. His peace has come over this place to comfort,
amen,
to comfort us. And prepares for the word from the Father. For such a time as this, the word from our Heavenly Father about His glorious Son. Well, praise God. Thank you, sis, for serving, even through these difficult times, that you continue to serve and praise the Lord. And you're an inspiration to all of us.
It's a blessing. Well,
amen.
A blessing to serve the Lord is all for His glory.
Amen. Amen. And we'll get back with you at the end of the service with that other beautiful song you have that will finish the service up tonight.
It's
heaven someday. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Heaven someday. And I say it soon.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Forward.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Bye. Bless you. Bye-bye. Yes. All right, brothers and sisters. As I said earlier, that it started off, with a message, but God the Father took over very quickly, and it's amazing, and it's proof. Are you truly a born-again believer? Are you truly his child? This is the truth of the word. The fruit of the Spirit, the Spirit that you're born again with, there is a result in proof. His presence within us. Shalom, brothers and sisters, grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the very present Holy Spirit. Amen? The Godhead is part of our lives now. All three of them are involved in our lives. You see, God the Father sent his son Jesus to reveal him to us, to know what kind of God and Father he truly is. Jesus said, when you see me, you will see, when you see me, you see what I do and what I say, you are seeing your Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ was the true witness to the truth that was as created men and women were lost and captives of Satan and his nature, which is sin. So the Son, Jesus Christ, had to come and set us free and save us from this evil fallen angel, Satan. He is the only one who can. Understand that clearly. He is the only one who can. All others and all other ways of men, which is religion and works through their flesh, is worthless for salvation and eternal life. The Father has told us and commanded us to believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, to be saved and have eternal life, which truly is faith, believing, trusting God for your life. As I was starting this message, our glorious God and our Heavenly Father started to speak and has a message for all of his created children. Hear his words of truth and life. Hear his words and heart for such a time as this. Amen. Help me, Lord. He has told us through the Holy Spirit for such a time as this to believe and trust my Son and to believe and know all he has done for you because of our love for you. We do not want any to perish and face the fate of the rebellious ones, Satan and the fallen angels, which is eternal death and the lake of fire for all who reject me, my Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because we, the Godhead, are all part of salvation and the redemption of my created children. I knew where you were, and I was the only one who could change your fate. I created you to live and have life, which is eternal life, the true life, which comes only through my Son, Jesus Christ. In Israel, he is Yeshua. He is your Savior for all. He is coming again very soon. He will come for his church and true church that he built and made through his own life and blood as man and God. He has made it possible by believing and trusting him that you become his beloved eternal bride who has made herself ready by believing and trusting him right now. When he comes, for you all who long to be with him and you are tired and weary of this lost, dying world of sin and your corruptible flesh, rejoice, for your day of final deliverance is upon you. The day of redemption, the final consequences of your sin and flesh will be gone. You then will be like my glorious son, Jesus. Help me, Lord, and praise you. Come loose. There we go. My glorious son, Jesus, as he rose up victorious over the grave, death, and hell, victorious for you, so you will not have to face these evil things ever. These things, which all have been dealt with and thrown into the lake of fire with all who do not believe, trust and embrace my beloved son, Jesus. It is not about religion. It fails. It is surely not about your so-called foolish self-righteousness. It is like filthy, stinking rags compared to my son and what he has done for you personally. How can you reject or even ignore what he did for you so you can live forever? He was beaten for you, whipped for you, nails driven in his feet and hands for you, a mocking of crown of thorns representing the curse, sin in this world, and fallen one mocking him. All of this, so his blood flowed freely to wash away all your sins and forgive you for those sins. Each and every one of you, all sins for all of my created children, all had to be dealt with. He took the punishment for your sins, so you will not ever face this for yourself. In the past, your present, and future, as you live and breathe now, I am the everlasting God and Father. And this is how powerful my love is expressed through my glorious son, Jesus. He fulfilled and did all that I asked him to do. It was not easy for him to do it as a man and God, but he had my spirit in him as a man. You who believe in him, you too have my spirit in you to bring you to life again. You are all born into sin because of Adam and Eve's choice to believe the fallen one, the old serpent, instead of obeying and trusting me, who made them and created them because of the love for them. But just like them, and even my son Jesus, all have to make a choice. You have to make a decision for life or choose the fallen one in death. So my son Jesus accomplished all for the redemption of mankind and paid the ransom with his own blood so that you can be saved from your sin and set free from the fallen one, Satan. He and he alone has accomplished this. The Holy Spirit will show and tell everyone of my created children this truth about salvation and eternal life I give to all who believes and trust my son, Yeshua Jesus. Now, because of my love for each of you, I give you free will, freedom to believe, trust, and obey me, my son, and the Holy Spirit, or turn away, or ignore, or even reject us. know this, and know this well. My way to salvation will save you and give you eternal life. The other way, and the choice leads to something too, which is you will be lost, separated from me and my son who loved you and died for you and shed his blood for you. But you chose not to believe or believe some man's way or even Satan's way for your life and future. There will be no real future attached to eternal life, but as you, as a dead spiritual being, will be in an existence. So the consequences of all your sin and the greatest will be rejecting my son and the work and the life of the Holy Spirit for you. So that is after your last breath in the life I give you now. But then you will face your fate without my son's life and blood, which would have saved you and set you free from the following, but you chose not to. So you will be with him forever in the lake of fire. But in your near future, if you're alive, as many who hear this now will be at my son's coming, for my children, his church and bride, then you will wake up into a new reality. Not grace, age anymore, but the time of my judgment and wrath, and all who rejected my son themselves personally, and they will get a taste of the lying one and the deceptive one, and have one last chance to trust and believe in my son and reject the falling one, the Antichrist and beast. Yes, my son will fulfill his destiny as the King of Glory. All the time of my created children, it always been my ways of grace, mercy, and love before judgment. This time, this is the last time and the final judgment for mankind, all who reject my son personally will be in this time. So now is the time of salvation. And the life I give is only one time, eternal life. Everlasting Almighty God, who gives each of you who believe and trust in me through my son, Yeshua Jesus, my everlasting love, my eternal mercy, which endures forever, my amazing grace, because it is absolutely amazing to all of you, my born again, alive in my spirit believers of my beloved son and the eternal Savior, Yeshua Jesus. The great I am is going to send him, your glorious Savior and King, my son, to come and take you home before he will fulfill my word of judgment to a world who rejects him. So you who love me and trust me, your heavenly Father, rejoice. Be at peace for your redemption. That glorious day you've been waiting for, what we've been waiting for, is upon you, your God and Father. Amen forever. Whoo, praise the Lord. Well, praise God in the highest, as he would personally speak to every one of his created children, that he himself shares the truth of the gospel of his beloved son, Jesus Christ. I am floored and overwhelmed that the Father would even speak through me. I am humble before him and say all glory to God in the highest, who lives and breathes in our lives and hearts. He is part of us and he lives in us.
All the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are part of our lives and hearts. They fill our spirit so we can know them and live for them. He is sharing a final warning to all, because a day soon it will be too late to receive his Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation and life. Know this, there is still time for you. If you do not know him personally yet, as long as you have breath, you can call upon him to be saved, forgiven, redeemed, and born again instantly by believing and trusting in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, person. As he said, and what I've been saying, you have to be real with God, because he is with us right now for such a time as this, because this is right here and right now. Amen. The scripture references for this revelation and word from our Heavenly Father are, glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. John 3, 16 through 18. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the truth of God's word. How can you reject that or deny that? For God did not send his Son into the world to judge and condemn the world, that is, to initiate the final judgment of the world. Thank God he didn't. But the world might be saved through him, the people of the world, his created children. And he goes on, verse 18. Very clear contrast. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged. For this one, there is no judgment, no rejection, no condemnation. But the one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as personal Savior and Lord is judged already. That one has been convicted and sentenced because he has not believed and trusted in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God, the one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, the one who alone can save him or her. God the Father sent his Son to save you, and not man or man's way, which is foolish in his foolish religion. Amen? The other point, he will fulfill all of this word. He has already done what he needs to do for salvation and the redemption of man. He will very soon fulfill the other part too as the King of Glory. He will judge and condemn the world, that is, to initiate the final judgment of the world. The people and the world itself too. Amen? John 16, 7 through 11. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the person of the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world about the guilt of sin and a need of a Savior, and about righteousness and about judgment, about sin and the true nature of it, because they do not believe in me and my message, about righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character, because I am going to my Father, and you will no longer see me, about judgment, the certainty of it, because the ruler of this world, Satan, will be judged and condemned. When he comes, the Holy Spirit, well, brothers and sisters, he has come. When the church was born by him, as Christ said, you believe and trust me as your Savior and Lord, you will receive the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. Amen? And as the Father said tonight, when he comes, he will convict the world, the people of the sinful world, the guilt of sin, and the need for a Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen? All will know this in their life before they breathe their last breath. Amen? Hebrews 10:27-31. Very clear, as the Father spoke. Christ or judgment? Verse 27. But the kind of awful and terrifying expectation of divine judgment in fury of fire and burning wrath will consume the adversaries, those who put themselves in opposition to God. Anyone who has ignored and set aside the law of Moses, it is put to death without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. What about now? What about coming up in the future? How much greater punishment do you think he or she will deserve who has rejected and trampled underfoot the Son of God and has considered unclean and common the blood of the covenant that sanctified him and has insulted the Spirit of grace who imparts the unmerited favor and blessing of God? A question. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, retribution, and the deliverance of justice rests with me. I will pay the wrongdoer. And again, the Lord will judge his people. All who God created, they will be judged if they don't believe and trust in Jesus, the Son of God and the King of Glory. Verse 31, it is a fearful and terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God, incurring his judgment and his wrath. Like it says, the caption for this section of Scripture, Christ or judgment? No in between. These are the two choices you have, two destinies. One leads to life, the other one to death. Hear God the Father clearly. The one who loved you so much, he created you. and gave you life to live now, to put away all that people have told you about doing or earning or religion or work. Man's way to God and salvation is a lie from the pit of hell. It is only one way to salvation and eternal life. It is not none of these, or adding to, or taking away, for what Christ has done, empowered by the Holy Spirit. For salvation and eternal life, which is the will and purpose God the Father wants for you. He does not want you to face this, which is spoken here, but to believe and receive his grace, mercy, and love through his Son, Jesus Christ. To be born again by his Holy Spirit too, which is required of the Father. Amen? The last reference, as the Holy Spirit leads, 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 through 12. As you read these words, as you hear the Spirit speaking, remember, it is a fearful and terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God, incurring his judgment and wrath. And you know what restrains him from being revealed. It is so that he will be revealed at his appointed time. For the mystery of lawlessness, rebellion against divine authority, and the coming reign of lawlessness. Now, why would anybody want to be in a place where there's going to be a reign of lawlessness? Is already at work. But it is restrained only until he who now restrains is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth, with his word, the living word of God, and bring him to an end by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the Antichrist, the lawless one, is through the activity of attendant with great power and all kind of counterfeit miracles and deceptive signs and false wonders, all of them lie, and by unlimited seduction to evil and with all deception of wickedness for those who are perishing. You're not perishing. You, sons and daughters of God who believe and have faith in Jesus and born again, you have eternal life. You're not perishing. Because why are they perishing? Why are they perishing? It tells us. Because they did not welcome the love of the truth of the gospel so as to be saved. They were spiritually blind and rejected the truth that would have saved them so they would believe a lie. Because like in Hebrews 10, they have trampled under the blood of Christ and think they have a better way. Or they've listened to too many men and think it's all about works and traditions and staying perfect in your flesh, even though your flesh is not perfect until we have our glorified bodies and resurrected like Christ. Or they listen to the lies and deception and the doctrines of demons. Or they reject when the Holy Spirit shares the truth of the Father sharing about his Son, and they insult Spirit of grace They have a form of godliness, but deny the power of God. God of mercy. In order that all may be judged and condemned who do not believe the truth about their sin and the need for salvation through Christ, instead took pleasure in unrighteousness. God of mercy, you don't want to be there during that time. This time is coming, and I would say is upon us now. Only he who restrains and lives in us, the Holy Spirit, is holding all this back. But a appointed time is coming when all of this will be unleashed like the hounds of hell, vicious and evil. When our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, takes us home, all who believe and trust him for salvation and eternal life will be taken to be with him in heaven forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, know this well. All this is held back. Will be let loose and come forth on a world of people who have disregarded, ignored, and rejected the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Either you love him and believe and trust him, or you love yourself or another. Grace age, church age will be over. Then the final trials of men's life will come. Judgment and wrath will come. It will be the worst in the terrible times this world has ever seen. And it will be dark in the evil time. God have mercy. Call upon his name, Jesus Christ, before it is truly too late. Amen? So, as always, I am just a humble servant and child of God through my faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He is the one who sees fit how to use me for his glory and to share his heart and word. You seek your heavenly Father and ask him, is this word and revelation from him? If he says yes, then take heed to him. Amen? So, wow, how to start a powerful message about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the true evidence that Jesus Christ lives in our lives and heart through the Holy Spirit right now. The result and proof of his presence within us now. Amen. Shalom, Sis Luna. Welcome to the Lord's Hour tonight. So we start with the foundation word about this. In Galatians 5, amen? Galatians 5, 16 through 25. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek him. Be responsive to his guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God. And his precepts. For the sinful nature has its desire, which is opposed to the Spirit. And the desire of the Spirit opposes the sinful nature. For these two, the sinful nature and the Spirit, are in direct opposition to each other, continually in conflict, so that you as believers do not always do whatever good thing you want to do. But if you are guided and led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now, the practices of the sinful nature, what would be mean like lifestyle, are clearly evident. They are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, total irresponsibility, lack of self-control, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions that promote heresy, envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior, and other things like these. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, those who practice such things, as I say, a lifestyle of this, will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passion and desire. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we also walk by the Spirit. The new lifestyle through Christ, with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. Our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. If we believe and claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk, which is talking about a lifestyle, a change, a life we once were. Walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, be like Christ, and moral courage. Finally, our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? This is the only way this can happen in our life and heart. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, has to be in your heart, your spirit, to have the result in proof that he, our Savior, Jesus Christ, he's his very present within us as born-again believers in him, God's eternal children. Amen? So how do we do this for such a time as this? Verse 16 tells us, Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek him and be responsive to his guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. A real relationship with him. He is real. He is part of the Godhead. He now lives in each of us as he did in Christ. We are to walk habitually, a lifestyle. To practice this and have a real relationship with him now. Amen? To seek him and be responsive to him, we cannot do it any other way, brothers and sisters. To be a true again son and daughter of God, he has to live in your heart and your spirit. If not, you are not saved or have eternal life. Only faith in Jesus to believe and trust him alone can you be saved and the Holy Spirit living in you. Know this well. He is the proof and the result of Jesus living in you, his presence within us now. Amen? You should be hungry for a relationship with your God and Savior. You should have a hunger for his word and truth over anything a man or woman says. There should be guidance and discernment in your life to be alert, to alert you to so many lies and deceptions from this truth from God. He will lead you and guide you in your life if you will humble yourself and let him. Amen? Galatians 5, 22 through 24. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law, because it's the very life and character of God. And those who belong to Christ, Jesus, have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetite. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, I mean in each of us, is number one, love, God's love through his Holy Spirit. Amen? Let's look. Romans 5, verse 5. Such hope in God's promises never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Nothing earned, nothing deserved. God's love has been given to us. Only one way, by our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit given to us. God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen? This is the only way it comes to us. All others who are religious and self-righteous do not have this love. You sure can discern this by what they say and what they do. Their fallen flesh in man's and Satan's way. Amen? Number two, joy. God's joy. Amen? Let's look. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Then Ezra said to them, go your way. Eat the rich festival food. Drink the sweet drink. And send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be worried, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. This day, right now, all the days, he gives us They are holy to him because that is his very nature in us. Amen? For the joy of the Lord Jesus is your strength and your stronghold. Amen? Number three, inner peace. Amen? God's past all understanding kind of peace. Let's look. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Get a drink. Thank you, Lord. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight. Take pleasure in him again. I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoicing, rejoicing, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit, your gracious unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. You hear what Paul, what the Holy Spirit is saying through Paul? He's saying you have this because of Jesus, because of the Spirit in you, the life of God in you, the nature and character of God in you. You have your gentle spirit, your graciousness, your unselfishness, your mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious and worried about anything. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, there's something else is yours. What kind of peace? Through the Holy Spirit. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours, born-again believers in Christ. Amen? Not the kind of peace that man brings, superficial and will not last, but the Prince of Peace, his peace is everlasting. Patience, amen, especially for such a time as this, not ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, amen. Number five, kindness, amen. Just look to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Look to his life. How he treated the people who would believe and trust him. That we too, the same, as guided by the Holy Spirit in our lives now. Amen? Amen. Let's look. Colossians 1, verse 4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, how you lean on him with absolute confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and of the unselfish love which you have for all the saints, God's people. Amen. That we do this to have this part of the fruit of the Spirit in our life now. Amen? Faithfulness. Amen. Without faith, you cannot please or be accepted by God. To believe and trust his son, Jesus Christ, that he is the faithful to his word and his promises to us. We are to live this way, not by what we see and hear, but by our trust and faith in him, our Savior and coming King. Amen? Gentleness. Amen. Let's look. With all humility, Ephesians 4, verse 2. With all humility, forsaking self-righteousness and the gentleness, maintaining self-control. And with patience, bearing one another in unselfish love. You see clearly how this change happens? With all humility, forsaking self-righteousness, just like Christ did for us to redeem us and save us. Again, this is part of the fruit we have through the Holy Spirit, which brings gentleness in our lives. Not about us. It is about him, Jesus Christ, his presence within us. Amen? And number 9, self-control. Amen? I have to admit, I have a struggle with this one. But praise God, the Holy Spirit living in me and you is here to change it. We are now a new creation, and we do not have to do these things we really do not want to do, but do and live as the Lord Jesus wants us to. Amen? Let's look. Oh, praise his name. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 19. For the love of Christ controls and compels us, because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. One died for all. And for all died. It's available for all. And he died for all, so that all those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for their sake. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view, according to worldly standards and values. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, now we no longer know him this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he or she is a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, has passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. But all things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, making us acceptable to him. And gave us the ministry reconciliation, so that by our example, we might bring others to him. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them, but counseling them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. That is, the restoration to favor with God. This is the only way we can have self-control now, is by letting the Holy Spirit have control and let us get out of the way. Amen. This is all accomplished in the proof and evidence that you are really a born-again believer in Christ. Amen. What makes you different than all others is your faith and trust in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and no others, and no other ways. Not man's way, or for sure not Satan's way, because they all fail and lead you to eternal death. Only God truly knows your life and heart. Only his Son, Jesus Christ, can change your heart and life. Only Jesus Christ can save you and set you free and redeem you of all your sin and destiny you would face without him. His life and blood shed for you. His rising from the grave to conquer death and hell for us. Two destinies, two natures we can only have. One leads to salvation and eternal life, and the other to second death in the lake of fire. Shalom, Sis Erica. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God, sis. So tonight, hear clearly the word in the heart of your God and Heavenly Father as he speaks to each of us, his created children. Will you believe and trust and embrace his Son, Jesus Christ, and be filled with his Holy Spirit and have the result, proof of his presence within us now and forever? The true fruit of the Spirit in our lives now. Pages, give me a rough time in it. There we go. Amen? Or do you choose to stay like you were born, lost, sinful, in captivity to the fallen one, the fallen evil one, Satan, to face a destiny you truly do not want to face? As God's word and truth shows us and tells us clearly, tonight or today is set before you. Christ or judgment? Amen? I finish this powerful word and revelation from God the Father with these two portions of Scripture speaking of two destinies for those who believe and trust in Jesus and have the fruit of the Spirit in their heart and life, and those who do not. Revelation 1, 5 through 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who always loves us, who has once for all freed us or washed us from our sins by his own blood, his sacrificial death, and formed us into a kingdom of his subjects, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the power and majesty and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there is three portions of scriptures as the Spirit revealed. Three, not two. Three. All glory to God in the highest, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who loves us so much that they did this for us so that we can be saved and have the life they have, they give to us through our faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation 21:8. Hear the word of the Lord. And be warned, you don't want to be in this group. But as for the cowards, the unbelieving, the abominable, who's devoid of character and personal integrity and practice or tolerate immorality, and murderers and sorcerers with intoxicating drugs and idolaters and occultists who practice and teach false religion, and all their lies who knowingly deceive and twist truth. Their part will be in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You see, there is a future in destiny without of his faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, and being born again by his Holy Spirit to have the result and proof of his presence within you now, and you being unchanged, will face this lake that blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the last and final death. God called in God's word the second death. God have mercy. Call out to Jesus before it is truly too late. Amen. Hebrews 10:35-39. Do not, therefore, fling away your fearless confidence, for it has a glorious and great reward. For you have need of patient endurance, to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when you have carried out the will of God, you may receive and enjoy to full what is promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Thank you, Lord. But my righteous one, be justified by faith, shall live by faith, respecting man's relationship to God and trusting him. And if he draws back shrinking in fear, my soul has no delight in him. But our way is not that of those who shrink back to destruction, but we are those who believe and rely on God through faith in Jesus Christ the Messiah, and by this confident faith persevere the soul. Thank you for that word, sis. So I said two scriptures, but one more about our glorious destiny and future. All who believe and trust God's Son for salvation and eternal life, born again by the Holy Spirit of God to know he really lives in you now. Amen? Praise God. Revelation 21:1-7. Our destiny and our future. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, vanished. There is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, arrayed like a bride adorned for her husband. And then I heard the loud voice from the throne saying, see, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will be no longer be death. There will be no longer be sorrow and anguish or crying or pain, for the former order of things has passed away. And he who sits on the throne, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. They are accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who thirsts, I will give water from the fountain of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes the world. How do you overcome the world? How do you overcome the God of this world? How do you overcome your nature that we were born with? This is it. He or she who overcomes the world by adhering faithfully to Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior will inherit these things, and I will be his or her God, and he will be my son or daughter. Amen. Forever. Glory to the Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah. And how we change? We are changed from the inside out. Thank you, Jesus. From the inside out. Yes. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I have failed, your mercy remains, and I should stumble again. I'm caught in your grace, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Who above all else, my purpose remains, the art of losing myself and bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. My heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself and bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all things. My heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond. cry of my heart is to bring your praise from the inside out, Lord, my soul cries out. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise God. We are a new creation to live for you and to worship you. Praise your name, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. My heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine while all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all faith. And the cry of my heart is to bring your praise from the inside out, Lord, my soul cries out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. The cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord, my soul cries out. In the Lord cries out, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, one of the biggest truths of revelation from the Father was showing how personal this is to be in our lives. As you saw in that revelation tonight from the Father, he said, those who believe and trust and embrace my son Jesus. That means personal. That means close and personal. That means that your life and heart is toward him. That you love him more than anyone else, even your own self. Because he's worthy of it. He poured out his life and blood, his love at that cross. And then he was victorious in his power and love at the grave for us. God, if all of God's created children could get a hold of that, they could go home when Jesus comes. But so many want to listen to the man, what men say. Instead, they need to be seeking the Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. So that's what God the Father was saying. Not only to believe and trust, but embrace his son because of your love for him, because he first loved us and expressed it. Love in action. Pure love. Hallelujah. Continue to worship and praise the Lord as we focus on the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Feel the presence of the mighty Holy Spirit. Glory to his name. He brings us the very life, the nature, and character of our God and our Savior. That we are new creation in Christ and born again by His Spirit. Glory. We can be like Him, for He makes us this way and changes us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Focus. What kind of fruit that is in your life as the Spirit gives us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lord.
the Ancient of Days. Nah, Elohim, Tzavot, and oh, nah, Elohim, Tzavot.
Flesh and sin will be dealt with
and has been dealt with. And praise God, that will be our final transformation. We'll be like Christ, the risen one, and glorified like him. And be able to fly away because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will transform us completely, and we'll rise and we'll rise up out of this world and right into the presence of the Lord and forever be with the Lord. Rejoice. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters, as our Father has spoken to us and want to let us know that he's getting ready to send the Son, the appointed time, and God's appointed way will happen. Hallelujah. And I believe we'll be here to see it and experience it. A day that is going to be so glorious as it was when we came to Christ and the truth was revealed to us and we accepted it and did not reject it. Hallelujah. Praise his name. All right. Praise God. So much coming up tonight. Glory to God. Whoo! Prayers that have been answered. Sis Brenda, her shoulder is much better and healed, and she has been released to go back to work. Praise God. The Lord answers our prayers. The Lord is able to save us, deliver us, and heal us. Hallelujah. Praise his name. That we were praying for, let's see, I said we were praying for Sis Brenda, her friend Travis, but she hadn't heard anything about his son, that we continue to pray for William about a liver on his spot. We pray that the Lord remove that. We continue to pray for Sis Jeanette and her family and all our families, but especially what they went through these last couple of weeks for sure. We continue to pray for her daughter, Kim, too, and Sis Jeanette and the whole family. We continue to pray for protection for the children and all people. I pray for many silly things of men, evil things of men, especially the jab. We know where it's leading to. We continue to pray for Lanny and ask Sis Consuelo any update on that. We pray for Israel. What changes have happened there? I mean, wow. Just like what happened in the United States. I mean, it wasn't even a vote deal this time. It was just they do their government a little bit different than we do. But clearly it's setting up for who they think their Messiah is coming, but he is the false one. They have believed a lie and have not believed in the Messiah, the true Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of the living God. So they'll face the false one, and it will be through the trial they'll have to go through, Jacob's trouble, as the Word of God says it will be. There's so many things going on, brothers and sisters. It is absolutely amazing how God is protecting us. If you could see all that's going on, there's one guy on here that points out all the stuff that they're doing. It's unbelievable. What they're poisoning, the seas, the air. You know, I believe it, based on what I see and I believe what the Lord revealed, they're trying to set up this world so it'll be, I guess, livable, or a kind of a place that devil and the fallen angels can be in. I mean, and I think as God allows to see what kind of future you're going to have, if you believe and swear allegiance to the fallen one and take the mark, because you're branded and marked for hell when you do that. There's no redemption from that. Because that's absolute rejection of your God and Savior. And that you think the fallen one or the so-called so-called Messiah, who really is the Antichrist, can save you. Now, remember, he comes in the way of lie and deception. So what they tell, what they say, is lies. And it will only lead to what their real nature is, to kill, steal, and destroy. Because that's what the nature of sin is. Yes, that's right, sis. And there's a sister on one of the sister, a watch woman on YouTube, Sis Chelsea Padell. And she had a video that's being seen. I guess it's somewhere in South America. There was some being walking on the road. And I'm telling you, it looked awful real, like an alien. Now, it's just setting up the deception. Amen. Praise God. That's awesome, Will. Glory to God. He answers our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your healing upon Will. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. He does hear our prayers. And he's concerned about us. We're his children. And the Father thinks we're very special because we believe in his Son. People don't realize how serious this is to God. There's no games or play. People have played games and religion way too long. It's time to get real with God. And he expects you to. He made you. He knows how you are and how you tick. And he's greater than all the deception and lies of Satan and men. He's greater. The Holy Spirit can shine through the prison bars. You can be set free and delivered and saved and have the life that God wants for you. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. This is almost a night of rejoicing, I do believe, and that's the kind of prayer we'll finish up with. We'll thank God for what he's been doing, and we'll remember these other prayers. And as the Holy Spirit will reveal to you who you should pray for and what you should be praying for. And there is a lot. There's a lot. But there's some times that we need just to focus and thank him. Thank him what he has done in our life. Thank him for what he does in our family's life. Thank him for how he provides for us and watches over us and guides us and gave us the comforter in the times we live, how much we need him, how much we need to be in tune to him so that we will not be misled or deceived. Because the main focus of Satan and the fallen angels is to try to keep us quiet. And keep us from sharing the truth to people so they can come to Christ. They desperately need him. He's the only answer. There is no other. God has made it clear. And God the Father has made it clear tonight. You need to believe, trust, and embrace his Son. Fall to your knees and grab hold of his nailed, scarred feet and cry out to Jesus. Say, I need you, Lord. You're my Savior. Help me. And he will. And the Holy Spirit will tell you exactly what you need to do. Hallelujah. All right, sis. Hallelujah. We will pray for your I wrote it down. But I'll put it down right now. Thought I did. All right, Pen. Don't do this. There it goes. Or your right elbow, okay? All right. Amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer because we got to give Sis Jeanette some time with this song that she has. Father, we praise and honor you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for hearing our prayers and that you answer. How much your ears are to what we are saying, and your eyes are upon us, the eyes of love. Lord, we're very grateful that you know what's going on in our lives. And you know what everything we need before we even speak it. But it's part about who we are in a relationship with you, and that we understand that we need to believe and trust you. And we understand that you love us. You will never leave us or forsake us. And you know each thing that we need in our life, and we're very grateful. That we trust and believe you, Lord Jesus, and that you're able to do it, just like you did when you were here. But you still do it. And you do it by your Holy Spirit in these days. Well, Father, now we pray in the name of Jesus for Sis Consuelo, and that you would touch and heal her right elbow in the mighty name of Jesus, that we depend upon you and ask you by your mercy, Lord, that you would heal your daughter's elbow and take away the pain and restore it, Father, and strengthen her and refresh her in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you for all you have done in our lives. And we praise and honor you and the testimonies that you, Lord Jesus, have brought into our lives and that we would share personally. Very grateful for healing Sis Brenda's shoulder. Very grateful, Lord, that you have comforted Kim and Sis Jeanette and their family. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what you did of deliverance of Logan, and let him be in the family that loves him and not want to abuse or hurt him. We pray, Lord, and thank you for touching Brother Will and healing him, Father. We thank you for what you're doing for each one of our brothers, sisters in Christ here at the Lord's Hour. And we thank you that we can come together and praise and honor you. And thank you for everything, Lord, from salvation and eternal life to deliverance and healing. We pray this for our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We thank you, Father, that you can intervene and touch each person's life. And Lord, you want to touch people's life, and you want to change their hearts. And I pray that people would humble themselves and understand they need you, Lord Jesus, that you're the only answer. We thank you to all that you've done in each one of our lives again, Lord. And we praise you for this night. And we praise you for your love most of all, but even with your mercy and grace too. Lord, you give wonderful, wonderful gifts. And everything they are is just like who you are, eternal. The greatest gift is salvation and your eternal life. The life that you give. Help us understand more what it means to believe, trust, and embrace your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we praise and thank you, and we pray in his mighty name and say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanks the Lord. Glory. And that we will let Sis Jeanette come and finish up tonight with that song that was special to them as they were sharing the memories and pictures of little Aubrey Faith. And heaven will come to each one of us someday for sure. And I think it's coming quickly. We'll let Sis Jeanette come in. Call. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for each one of you. Praise the Lord. If you didn't hear the revelation from the Father, some of you that came in later, I pray you'll listen to it later. Because our Father, our Heavenly Father, spoke in a message that he shared with me and I shared here. Amen, sis.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. You want to share about the song?
Yeah. Okay. I dedicate this song to my Aubrey Faith, whom I love so much. And mysteriously, this is one of the songs played in the background as her picture slides were being shown on her memorial service at church on May 24th.
Yes. All right, sis.
hallelujah to the one who gives. Hallelujah to the one who takes away. Hallelujah, I am sure of this. I'll hold you in heaven someday. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a sweet day that will be to meet you on the golden streets. I'll run to you with open arms and tell you just how lucky you are. Then you can take us by the hand and lead us to the promised land. And there we'll bow before the throne and praise the God from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah to the one who gives. Hallelujah to the one who takes away. Hallelujah, I am sure of this. I'll hold you in heaven someday. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In every season he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In every season he is good. Oh, blessed be the in every season he is good. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. In every season he is good. Hallelujah to the one who gives. Hallelujah to the one who takes away. Hallelujah, I am sure of this. I'll hold you in heaven someday. Aubrey, can't wait to hold you in heaven someday, my baby. Oh,
amen, sis. Amen. Pray for me. Bless you, sis. And you pour out your heart as you sing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We send hugs to you, sis. And to know that, you know, the Lord is hugging you during this time and to comfort you. And he knows what you're going through. Because he, as a father knew, you know, as his son, you know, when his son died, as, you know, as a man. And that all the ones who passed away, his loved ones are precious in God's sight. And he knows how hard, you know, death is. That's why he conquered it. So we won't face it
forever. Amen.
None of it. Amen. So it's only for a short time, sis, and that you will. You will hold her. You will hold her in your arms. That very soon. Amen. Bless you, sis. Hallelujah. Thank God that you're here to serve the Lord, even as you go through this. It's absolutely amazing what God can do in our lives, and that everything works together for the good. In our lives, we don't understand it all, but there is a will and purpose.
Amen.
I know a testimony of you, how God makes you strong and be able to go through this, and you know that you'll see her again, and that is, this ain't the
Amen.
End.
Amen. That's our
you have hope. Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
And we have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and that proves that you're God's child because you're
Amen.
Comforted. Amen. Well, blessed. Thank you, sis. Beautiful, beautiful songs tonight, and your heart poured out as you sang, and we thank God for you serving the Lord in this time.
Oh, praise the glory. It's a blessing to serve the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, praise the glory.
Yes. Well, praise God and thank you. And as Sister Erica says here, that the mourn will be comforted, as she shared in the chat room here. And that's for sure, the ones that are mourning. That's for sure. Well, praise God. Well, thank you, sis. I hope you have a great weekend. And I think by this word from the Father, it's not going to be too much longer when he says, son, go get my children and your bride. They need to be with us. But because of his love, that's why he didn't come yet. Because he would not have any perish, but all come to repentance and to believe and trust and embrace his son for salvation and eternal life.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, sister. And thank God for each one of you in the chat room as we finish up tonight.
Goodbye,
say all glory to Jesus.
Thank you all.
Well, we love you, sis, and our love and prayers your way. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Amen. And bless each one of you. And we thank God for each one of you. And may the Lord bless you. May his face shine upon you. And his shalom and peace be upon your life. And we say shalom and good night. All glory to the glorious one that each of us love, that we trust, obey, and embrace. We thank God. Shalom and good night, brothers and sisters. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus.